Time for a new forklift? Well, let's kick the new year into high gear with a brand new Toyota forklift. Now through April 30th, you'll get up to a $2,500 rebate when you swap your old competitive branded forklift for a Toyota that delivers legendary efficiency. Don't wait. Trade up to Toyota now. Go to toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate to learn more or find the link in the show notes. That's toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate for your $2,500 rebate.
Does your warehouse waste time and money managing forklift batteries? EnerSys can energize your operations with a customized solution, delivering the power you need while minimizing ownership costs. EnerSys starts by analyzing your operations and then selecting from their comprehensive range of battery and charger technologies, develops a truly optimized system tailored to your needs. EnerSys gives you the power to increase productivity and profitability. See how EnerSys puts power in motion for you at EnerSys.com. Businesses are retooling fulfillment operations from warehouses to omnichannel to meet new demand amid unprecedented labor shortages. 3PLs, retailers, B2B distributors, and others are turning to flexible fulfillment solutions like Six River Systems to adapt and scale. Six River Systems Fulfillment Execution System is an integrated solution that combines intelligent, cloud-based software and automation, including its autonomous mobile robot, AMR, Chuck. No costly or disruptive infrastructure changes, fast and easy associate training, and integrations with other warehouse execution solutions allow operations to meet labor challenges, increase efficiency, and enhance customer engagement. Go to www.sixriver.com to learn more. Go to www.sixriver.com to learn more.
The New Warehouse Podcast, hosted by Kevin Lawton, is your source for insights and ideas from the distribution, transportation, and logistics industry. A new episode every Monday morning brings you the latest from industry experts and thought leaders. And now, here's Kevin.
Hey, it's Kevin Lawn with the New Warehouse Podcast here at MODEX 2022, and we are in the booth. I am joined by Michael Hansen, and he is the CEO of ROIC, and ROIC provides robotic equipment, which ROIC is short for. So we've talked to somebody from ROIC in the past, which we did hear a little bit of the story of ROIC, but we actually have Michael here, who is kind of the one that created the company and really came up with some of the ideas that led to the spinoff of creating ROIC overall. So, Michael, welcome to the show. Welcome to the booth. Why don't you give us a little bit of your version of the story of how kind of ROIC came to be?
Yeah, thank you very much for having me here. Yeah, the background for starting ROIC was I was working for MIA in the past, and I saw big opportunities for making standard equipment for mobile robots. At that time, there was a lot of customized solutions that was, I would say, lacking quality. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that started the idea about making more standardized mobile robotic equipment.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then, so it's been built kind of on this MiR platform, obviously, that's where you started. So talk to us a little bit about kind of some of the offerings that are out there and what might be some examples that people may see or may be familiar with.
One of the first things I will say is the conveyor systems. When we started out making conveyor systems, we saw problems for these systems engaging with the stationary conveyor. So our mobile conveyors, when they get to the unloading point, then we saw the Wi-Fi lagging and other kind of problems. Also safety, if you have e-stop on one side, there was some delay and so on. So we choose to take care of the full solution somehow by making a GuardCom system. Okay. And that changed quite a lot in respect to be able to selling these top rollers, because it was much easier for our integrators to now implement them.
Right. Okay. All right. Very interesting. And I think, you know, we talked about that on the podcast previously about the, you know, the robot actually being able to easily connect up with the conveyor system to then their goods over to the robot and then just kind of link up with another conveyor system essentially and pass it off, which I think gives you extreme flexibility. It doesn't necessarily structurally tie you in as much as a standard conveyor system would. So it's a very interesting kind of accessory and attachment to these robots. So here at MODEX, obviously we're seeing, you know, a lot of more interest in robotics from end users and customers who are seeing that they're, you know, they need to get some type of automation, some type of robot in place. And a lot have already done that based on the pandemic and all the changes in the kind of consumer behavior and the environment overall. So are you seeing that there are more customers coming to ROIC or maybe Mir and then Mir's coming to you guys, kind of looking for different type of accessories or attachments for the robots to be able to accommodate their specific applications?
I definitely see increased interest in us from, of course, the distributors of Mir, but also other AMR brands. Mm-hmm. So there is, past pandemic, more interest, absolutely. So that's also why we are, during this year, introducing our top modules for two new robot types coming forth. Yeah.
All right. And then the other accessory that you guys are offering as well, we talked about the conveyor type of attachment, but you also have come out with recently something that takes the standard Mir base, right, and then increases the actual payload that you get from it. So talk to us a little bit about that and how that idea kind of came about.
Yeah, obviously a lot of customers are really pushing for being able to carry higher payloads.
Right.
And during the 5 years that we have been within this mobile robotic equipment area, we have gained a lot of knowledge about how to increase payload, basically.
Okay.
So I think we are in a good place there now, where we are able to carry 500 kilos with the Mir 250.
Mm-hmm.
We are able to carry 800 kilos with the Mir 600 and 1500 kilos with the 1350. And that is basically due to a big focus on, you know, ensuring that the carts are really easy to maneuver. A big focus on having good traction, because that's the key when you want to drive around with cart systems.
With e-commerce off the charts, many small and growing warehouses are asking, how can I get ahead when my warehouse is barely keeping up? The answer is future-ready warehouse tech from Zebra Technologies. Warehouses can simplify and upgrade all processes, from automated inventory management to hands-free picking, with Zebra's tailored, scalable mobile solutions. They're simple and intuitive. There's never been a better time to upgrade for success with Zebra. How can your warehouse get ahead? The answer's in black and white. Get the answers at zebra.com/the answer. That's zebra.com/the answer.
Yeah, and I think that's a huge thing, because you essentially take a standard lower payload robot, and then you're able to utilize it even more effectively. So I imagine in that aspect, you're able to kind of, I guess, trade off to some businesses a cost savings there, a lower investment, right, in the robot itself. Is that true?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And another big thing here is that, especially for the Mir 250, you are able to drive in more narrow spaces.
Mm-hmm.
And now you can drive with the 500 kilos there. Normally you should go up to a bigger robot to do that.
Yeah, so there's more footprint, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, narrow spaces is also a really common thing we hear about that gives them problems out there implementing AMRs.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. I mean, I think it's a pretty genius idea as well. I didn't even think about the more narrow space, but now that you mentioned it, I mean, that makes total sense that you can use because once you start to increase the payload of the actual robot, the size of the robot increases as well. So being able to keep that narrow space and get more product through whatever that area is, maybe it's a narrow aisle racking or something of that nature, is really definitely a step forward and definitely innovative thinking on your end as well.
Yeah.
So we're here at MODEX. What else are you guys showing here at MODEX?
What we are showing at MODEX is the Mir 500 with the big cart system.
Okay.
We are presenting a TML 200, a product that we launched the end of last year. and where we are really expecting a lot of sales going forward on that platform, because that's really a platform where we're able to attach a lot of different things on top and move pallets, cradles, and these kind of things. So that's what we are showing here. One of the things that during the pandemic, I would say, also has been really clear for us is that we are moving towards even more integrated solutions. So some of the things that we don't have it here, but we are working with from now is somehow to integrate barcode scanners, RFID readers, and these kind of things, and being able to somehow supply these data for overall software system as ERP or VMS or more like.
Yeah, definitely, and I think getting that data to flow is certainly an important thing. So as you've been here at MODEX and you're showing these things in your booth, what has kind of been the interest from attendees and visitors to your booth? What have they really been kind of interested in or asking about?
I would say two systems that has been well observed by the people going by has been the GuardCom system, and that is going on our booth with a TR 125.
Right.
And then the big payload, the maximum payload of 1,500 kilos, people has been limited today to about 1,200 kilos, and of course some is lacking these extra kilos. So that has been the two major things I've been hearing.
Interesting, okay. That's good to know, and it's interesting to see, I guess, where people's heads are at as well from getting that kind of feedback. So now you've kind of exclusively been, and obviously your roots are with MiR, right? So you've been exclusively kind of making these extensions of MiR robots for some time now. But I hear that, you know, that may be expanding a little bit. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah. Of course, we have been over the years seen a lot of other EMRs coming forth,
right?
And this trend has just been massive, I would say, within the last 2 years. A lot of new EMR brands are coming forth, and so of course we have been thinking about what role should we play in that regards, and so we have been having dialogues, of course, during the last year, and are now working on two really interesting projects. So during the last 2 years, also to position us as mobile robotic equipment providers, but has of course been focusing on MiR, but we have always known that it is a somehow expandable product that we have.
Right.
So what we need, of course, is just somehow to make an interface adaption kit somehow to be able to attach to other robots.
Okay, and we'll definitely be interested to hear about who those companies may be in the future. I know you can't say now, I know that, so I won't push you there. But yeah, definitely very interesting to hear about ROLIC and what you guys are up to here at MODEX, and also great to hear that you're expanding out to other robotic providers as well. So it'll be very interesting to hear about that in the future. So Michael, I want to thank you so much for coming by the booth today and talking to me. If people want to find out more information about ROLIC, how can they do that?
They can find it on www.roic.dk. That's where we have a lot of links for animation films and everything. You need to get to know us better.
Okay, great. And we'll put all the information at thenewwarehouse.com as well. So Michael, thank you once again for coming by the booth, and enjoy the rest of your show.
You've been listening to the New Warehouse Podcast with Kevin Lawton. Subscribe and check us out online at thenewwarehouse.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you want more content from the New Warehouse, check out our new video series called All Hands on LinkedIn. Just search for the New Warehouse on LinkedIn and follow along.